We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Keep your hands out of D-Wade's pockets, everybody.
Yeah. Come on, Heat fan. We're better than that.
Let the man be a businessman. I mean, come on.
Crazy.
Becomes funny. Like, remember the Dolphins? I don't think they wanted Jason Taylor, so he went to the Jets to make money and play football. People are like, "How dare you!" Like, what? I'm living my life. What am I to do? Talk about that. All right, today is the last day for the code words. This is it. So if you haven't won your $1,000 yet, I mean, what are you waiting on? Give you this hour's code word. Giving away Joe's Dough if you're listening on 560, Leroy's Loot on 790. The word this hour is airplane. Airplane. Text the word airplane to 72881 and you could win $1,000. Text the word airplane right now to 72881 and you could win $1,000. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. It's sponsored by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Text the word airplane to 72881. So they got the D-Wade story breaking about an hour ago. You know, he's going to be a part owner now of the Utah Jazz. I applaud him for it. Now, whether you believe that that means he has turned his back on Heat Nation or being a Heat lifer, I mean, I guess that's your opinion, and that's fine. You can choose to root or not root for someone. I have a tougher time having people not root for someone in real life versus sports. Like, they're not wearing the patch of your favorite team on the jersey. I understand not rooting for them. They're trying to better their lives and their families' lives, and they find what they believe is the right decision for them. I have a tough time somebody saying, I'm not rooting for that guy anymore. Like, why would you want to see a guy who gave everything he had to the Miami Heat and never would have left, I believe, if it wasn't for Pat Riley. And he goes to become a shareholder in the Utah Jazz. Like, yeah, how do you not root for that guy? Doesn't mean you want the Jazz to beat the Heat, but how do you not root for that guy in life?
And isn't it then it came like Mickey Arison's been tweeting where like they talked about it in the past and it just didn't work out. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't run from the Heat. They talked about the situation and he went a different direction. It's crazy the people on Twitter that are getting mad at D-Wade about this. It blows my mind.
Mickey Arison tweeted, I want to congratulate Dwayne on his recent announcement. We had discussed having him join our ownership group after his retirement, but he was not prepared to commit at the time. Of course, I am disappointed that he didn't reconsider. Having said that, I wish him good luck and much success with the Jazz. To me, Dwayne will always be a Heat lifer. And I will say this too, you know, I grew up in Chicago, and the thought that Michael Jordan wouldn't be a part of the Chicago Bulls forevermore was a foreign thought. I mean, everyone knew that he would always be around Chicago Stadium or United Center, and you know, and then he wasn't. And then he just wasn't. He didn't like the owner. Owner didn't like him, and he wasn't. And the same thing, you know, Derek Jeter, he's the owner of the Marlins. That guy's he's a Yankee, you know. So this happens all the time, and it's the next step in Dwayne Wade's life. You just spent a couple hours with him on your show, I Am Athlete, and you know how important business and life and the LGBTQ community are. And the Utah Jazz owner is very into all those things and tech, and so it seems like it's a match made in heaven.
Yes, sir. And he's very savvy businessman on and off camera. Like, you know, we were talking about all his business endeavors. And even when he was talking about, you know, I gave him hell about the Li-Nings. And I was kind of like, bro, Nike and Jordan, why'd you go Li-Ning? And he flat out said it was a business decision. If I release my Way of Wades and he releases the retro Jordans, I'm not going to make as much money because everybody's going to spend their check on the Jordans. This was a business decision, and him and Jordan are friends, but he made a business decision to go with Li-Ning. Well, business. It's a difference between on the field, on the court, you know, on the pitch, and business, money. That's why I love how you say it, Hawk. Stay out this man's pockets. That's what it's about.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Bad Bunny, da da ya, ya ya ya, da 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 ya.
Hawk and Crowder.
Dom Bailey Jr., our friend, you know, he was a great center at UM, and he was drafted by the Broncos in the 11th round in 1983. And we've never gotten DBJ's draft day story. We do our draft day stories. You know, the draft is coming up on the 29th. And have we ever gotten his draft day story, Crowder? I don't think I don't recall. But of course now Canes football radio analyst. And like I said, Canes have their spring game tomorrow and it'll air live on 560 QAM. Hello, DBJ.
Gentlemen, how are you? I've missed you guys.
Yeah, we missed you, man. It starts to feel like the real radio show when we get to talk to you. And then of course, before you know it, you'll be on every week. We're going to give you some funny lines for the spring game tomorrow. Will you work a couple in?
I'm a team player, man. Give them to me. I'm getting them in. No problem.
Did we ever get your draft day story? Did you ever tell, like, do you have a good NFL draft day story?
I mean, I don't know if it's good. It was good for me. I was happy with it, you know?
You didn't know if you were going to be drafted or not?
No, I kind of knew. I kind of thought I was. Yeah. I mean, I think everybody thinks they are that plays, don't they? I mean, I didn't know for sure, but I had a little interest, and it was interesting. It was like I think there were 12 rounds then, and I was in the 11th, and I got a call. I got a call from the Bears, I guess, and they said, "Hey, what do you think about being a Chicago Bear?" I said, "I'm all in." He says, "Okay," and then there's a knock on my door at the house. And a guy shows up and says, "Hey, I'm from the Seattle Seahawks. We want to sign you as a free agent." And my dad, I mean, this is like 10 o'clock at night, probably 9 o'clock at night. And, you know, my dad's there and his wife's there. She starts crying and he's going, you know, the whole deal. And everybody's all excited. And then the phone rings and it was Coach Reeves from the Broncos, and says, "Hey, we're drafting you right now. You're going to be a Bronco." And so they were actually the pick. I think they were the pick before the Bears. So I end up going there and get to go through training camp and get my ass fired and get picked up by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I'll tell you one thing though. I learned some football in the time that I was there, and you know that was back in the day when the rookies I think came in a couple weeks early. You know, I think we were there. It was all rookie camp, and the Broncos would sign anybody that breathed. You know, that was the Dallas Cowboy deal as far as free agents, and we probably went through 2 weeks of that, and then the veterans came in. And then I really got to see what the National Football League was like, you know. And the crazy thing is, for me, I had to deal with – I was playing center, and I had to deal with when the veterans came in, it was Reuben Hurricane Carter, who was an All-American in Miami, and the guy that was behind him was another All-American from Miami, Don Latimer. And every time I see both of them at a reunion, I say, "Guys, I want to thank you both very much." And they go, "For what?" I says, "For putting me in the flooring business and the radio business, because you got me fired from the NFL." But it was good, man. It was a good experience.
And that story thing blew my mind. the Seattle Seahawks sent somebody to Miami to sign you as a free agent to your door. That never happens nowadays.
Well, there was no fax,
you know what,
machines.
I think it
was. There was no other way to do it.
There was nothing, bro. The guy showed up with the contract, knocked on the door, and I guess they had a bunch of bird dogs in every, you know, in every city where they thought some people would fall through the cracks, and he showed up at the door, and I mean, it was great. I mean, when I think back about it, hell, my dad didn't know what to do. I'll let him in. Yeah, yeah.
Let him, man.
You got a contract? Come on in, man. We got some cookies for you.
Are you worried about? I mean, it's DBJ and DBJ Senior, or I guess DBJ Senior, which is DBJ Senior.
And then my dad's wife is still his. At that time, is still this wife, and you know, she. Everybody was great. I mean, everybody was great. I'm not so sure. I don't know if my wife Priscilla was there at that time, but it was exciting, man. But I'm gonna tell you, honest, and Crowder will tell you this. When you everything's fine when you're in college, you show up in that NFL camp, it's big boy stuff. It's a whole nother deal. I mean, I mean it sincerely. The line coach that I had there was a Steeler guy for a bunch of years. His name was Bad Rat, but I learned as much football and training camp with him. It allowed me to play 3 years in the league from what I learned from him. I really learned a ton from him and whole nother technique, style, and a whole nother understanding of the game. But it was a good experience. But geez, bro, I remember. Whew, it was tough. It was tough. That's why I tell them kids, stay in college as long as you can. Trust me, it ain't getting easier.
Crowder, tell him you're welcome to the NFL moment. The weight room. Who was it told you to hit the weight room? What's the story?
Who was it? Jonathan Ogden.
Jonathan Ogden.
Hey, DBJ, yeah. Coming off the edge. You know, you call a blitz off the edge for a linebacker, and you watch enough film, and your coach, my coach at the time, George Edwards, he's still with the Minnesota Vikings right now. He's a DC for years. And we watch film, and, you know, if you're off the left, you're wrestling on the left tackle, say, hey, up and under, you know, get him more often. Right tackle, you can spin on him. You know, he's not good with spin and, you know, quick movements. So DBJ, they call a field blitz, you know, strength into the back, blah blah blah. Long story short, I walk up on Jonathan Ogden's side and I look over at George Edwards for him to give me the signal of what to try. He just shrugs his shoulders, and I was like, "What do you mean, shrug your shoulders?" So I come off the edge, he jams me in the chest, boom. Oh, I reset. He knocks the breath out of me, and I try to do a little swim. He catches me under the arm and just grabs me. Young man, you got to get in the weight room, young man. You got to get in the weight room. DBJ, this is during the play. This is the quarterback has the ball in his hand, and he's giving me advice about getting a little stronger because this crap's not going to work.
See, what people don't realize, Channing, is that when that guy was an elite player. When there's an elite guy in that league, they could go 10 years and not get beat. Right? I mean, they're just so much better than the rest of the guys. Ogden played for what? How many years?
Long time.
Had to be 12 to 15.
I was going to say 12 or 15.
Yeah.
But the strength and the speed and the technique and the how people run slant, I mean, the stunts, it's mind-boggling on what the difference is from college to pros. I couldn't even explain it. I mean, I went to my room some nights. I just said, what am I doing here? I said, how's this going to work out? But you end up adjusting. And
11 seasons.
You just got to compete,
for Jonathan,
man.
Ogden, according to Solana, 11 seasons officially. Yeah. DBJ, let's give you a couple lines. I know, you know, we really wait till the regular season, but just for fun over the weekend, it'll give us something to look forward to on the broadcast. We've got a couple lines for you from things that we've been keyed in on here on the show. So maybe you'll work these in tomorrow. Solana, go ahead, play. This is a commercial that gets played not only nonstop on this radio station, but during the Heat games and the Marlins games and the Panthers games. I cannot stop seeing or hearing this.
Major. Bag alert. Major bag alert.
It's a Wendy's commercial, and it's a bag alert. You know what a bag is? They're playing off like a bag. Get your bag, but this is a Wendy's bag, and it's a bag alert. Major bag alert.
Bag alert. Okay, major bag alert. Okay, all right. We get that in.
Bag alert. Major bag alert. Bag alert.
Bag alert. Major bag alert.
Major bag alert. Yep, I got that one. That's an easy one.
And Joe Zagacki can just yell out major, like he's who is that in the background? You said Solana.
Might be DJ Khaled, somebody from Migos. It's one of those guys.
Major.
All right.
We can get Josie involved with the major.
Yeah. Just a little fun tomorrow. Bag alert. Sure. Major bag alert. You got it?
I got it, baby. Bag alert.
All right.
Major bag alert. Here we go.
And then the other day we were celebrating the anniversary of the famous Saturday Night Live sketch. You remember the Christopher Walken, I Gotta Have More Cowbell sketch?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
It's a classic. Yeah. Play this.
Everybody remembers that. More cowbell.
Yeah, play this little clip from that.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
I've got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
I didn't remember the first part. I got a fever. The only prescription is more cowbell.
Exactly like Walken says it. Yeah, exactly like Walken says it. Yeah, I got a fever, and the only, what was it? Play one more time, Solana.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
Yeah, I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell. Got it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can we use that one in season two?
I want to use that one in season.
Yeah, huh? Sure. Yeah, listen. This is for you to work out the kinks. Like, we'll give you these during the regular season. You'll run the play even better, right? I mean, we're just working out the kinks.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
This is spring ball, man. This is spring ball for lines. That's what we're doing here.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. Major bag alert. Right. And I got a fever. The only prescription is more cowbell. I mean, we're gonna have some fun tomorrow. DBJ and Joe Zagacki are going to be on the call tomorrow on 560. It's the Hurricanes spring game. Now, DBJ, you do a lot of traveling. You do road trips, I know. Have you ever had the pecan log at Stuckey's?
Are you kidding me? You know... I don't know. I have absolutely, as safe to say, I've positively 100% never had the pecan log at Stuckey's.
Really?
Have you?
Of course. I'm a human.
Of course. When have you? Oh, I can see it now, honey. We're pulling over and we're going to get a pecan log at Stuckey's.
Thank you, DJ.
Yes. No, we've taken road trips before. So I remember one year we drove from here to Savannah and then Savannah to, I don't know, somewhere. And we stopped at a Stuckey's and we would get the pecan log. You're telling me on a DBJ road trip, you don't stop for the pecan log?
Why don't you do me a favor? I'm going to give you my wife's cell phone number. Why don't you call her and ask her if she'd let me pull over for a pecan log at Stuckey's?
DBJ, this has been my argument. If you don't have to go to the bathroom, I'm talking about to go to the bathroom on yourself or gas, you don't stop. You stay on the damn highway and keep driving.
But
that's right. You're 100% correct.
I don't understand you guys. I don't understand. So you don't stop at Stuckey's on a road trip?
How long have you been married, bro? How does your wife let you stop at Stuckey's?
You are really, like, she doesn't let you eat anything that's unhealthy, right? You are, like, you are on a strict menu.
Well, I mean, if I'm going to fall off the wagon, I don't know that I'm going for the pecan log.
Like how he says it.
You know?
Yes.
Stuckey's famous for the buffet, too? Or is it just the pecan log? Is there a buffet there,
Shoney's.
Too?
That's Shoney's. Shoney's.
There you go, Shoney's.
Yeah,
I can't go there either.
DBJ, Stuckey's is a Stuckey's is a flea market that sells pecan logs. Is what it is.
That's so not true. It's a beautiful country style store that happens to be on a turnpike or 95 exit, and you get a pecan log, a pecan roll, and a hat that says, keep on trucking.
Where's the closest Stuckey's from here? Pahokee?
Oh, big time.
I honestly don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, there has to be one on the... If you're driving north, all drive north. We all get out of here at some point. There's got to be.
All right. Now, look, between here and Vero Beach, I'm going to go next week for my anniversary. And if I see a Stuckey's, I'm going to pull over and I'm going to buy her a pecan log for my anniversary.
There you go.
How you think that's going to go?
There you
go. You think?
Happy anniversary. It's going to be the luckiest you've gotten in 30 years.
Yeah, well, you better figure out how much I can rent a room from you for. Because if I show up with a Stuckey's pecan log, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm scared of my wife too, DBJ. I'll admit it. I don't even look over in the passenger seat. I don't want her to even think I want to start anything. I stare straight ahead.
I stare straight ahead, and she says, "Who are you talking to?" I says, "I'm talking to myself, honey. I'm not talking to anybody. I talk to myself."
My man.
I talk to myself.
You guys played in the league. You guys played in the league. This is embarrassing. All right. Don Bailey Jr.
These women that we're married to are out of our league.
Yes.
Out of our league.
Well, they call it out punting your coverage, I believe, DBJ.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Listen to them tomorrow on 560. DBJ and Joe Zagacki, they'll have the Hurricanes spring game. Thank you, DBJ.
All right. Love you guys. See you.
There you
love
go,
you
DBJ. Can't wait to get back to season. Look at you. You're a different man.
No,
love
man.
You, too. Ever since you started hugging with Chad Johnson and Brandon Marshall and Fred Taylor, all of a sudden you're quick to tell someone you love them.
That little body's a solid. That little muscular little frame. Never mind.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Now you got a problem, and yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Hawk and Crowder.
Read you some of the texts that are coming in. You can text the show 786-360-0790. Someone says, didn't Hockman just say yesterday he had never been to Stuckey's? Shh. Doing a radio show here.
I paused when you said it, but I was like, let it ride, baby. Just let it ride.
Somebody else texts in, Hawk, how are you not 500 pounds? I responded, I'm trying. I'm trying. Just give me some time.
He has goals, y'all. He has goals.
I do. I do have goals. Don't stand in the way of my goals, people, and don't rush me. Someone texts in, man, all you laughing anti-Stuckey's people can suck it. Pecan logs are incredible. Force them all to eat one. Watch them cry in shame. Yeah, we're doing a road trip to Stuckey's. Solana found the closest one is where? Okeechobee?
That is right.
You go fishing up in Okeechobee, don't you, Crowder?
I was just going to say, if you come with me fishing, we would leave the boat dock at around 1, 2.
I'm not coming with you fishing, but I'll meet you at the Stuckey's in Okeechobee. I'm not going fishing.
I don't want to go to Stuckey's, and you don't want to go fishing, so we have to compromise here. If we go fishing
my
together,
my trip to
we'll
Stuckey
leave
is going
to
take
dock.
5 minutes. Your fishing trip is going to take 9 hours out of my life.
But you're going to love it. It's beautiful. It's majestic.
Somebody else texts in, Hockman needs to stop using his time machine and leave the 80s. I've done a lot of traveling. Almost all the Stuckey's are closed. Hey, leave me alone, people. Will you leave me alone? I'm living in the 80s. You don't like it? Move somewhere else. Yeah, I got to get you guys these pecan logs. Because then, will you at least, like I did with Girl Scout cookies after I railed against them and then I ordered some and I was like, you know what? I was wrong. Will you both at least have an open mind, you know, so one day when you try a pecan log, if it's good, you go, you know what? This is worth a stop on a road trip.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
I guarantee you did it to me with the Chicago deep dish. When we went up there, and I was, for years, man, get out of here. Nobody want that lasagna-ass pizza. And what Giordano's, wherever the hell you took me.
Giordano's, yeah.
Bro, that pizza was damn delicious. Yes, I'll go in with an open mind with the all pecan right. roll.
Okay. Yeah. You'll go in with an open mind, Solana?
Yeah, the same way you did it for Crowder with the pizza, you did it with me in Vegas with Planet Hollywood. Like, I didn't want to go there, and then I went. And you were right. There was an Earl sandwich. Had the best sandwich I think I've ever had on the West Coast. So, yeah, I'm down.
They literally found the worst thing in the Planet Hollywood casino. There are girls, scantily clad girls, dancing on the tables while you gamble. It's the greatest vibe for gambling. This dude walks into the casino, heads to the food court, eats an Earl of Sandwich, which they have on the turnpike here, and comes back raving about it. I hate you. I hate everything about you.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Cerveza, cerveza, cerveza.
Hawk and Crowder.
Don't forget, in the 4 o'clock hour, Panthers goalie Chris Driedger is going to join us. He had one of the best saves you'll ever see on Tuesday night.
Yeah. I have some questions. I've never talked to an NHL goalie before. I got some very good questions.
Well, we had Kevin Weeks on a couple weeks ago. I mean, he's not a current goalie, but he was an NHL goalie.
Well, I got some questions for the guys that are still sitting there getting the pucks hit at their face.
All right. I'm just saying, we have talked with a goalie, Kevin Weeks, very good goalie.
Yeah. Well, I didn't ask him these questions. I got good ones.
You sandbagged it with Kevin Weeks?
I was holding out, man.
This guy's cherry picking on interviews. He's just hanging out waiting for an outlet pass.
You text me with Kevin, hey, you got anything? Nope. Nope. I'll wait for
I'll
somebody
hand
else.
It off to you. Yeah, I'll hand it off to you for drinks. I saw this crazy article. What do you think of this? I love your I Am Athlete partner, Chad Johnson. I've told you before, I love the fact that he, you know, tips $1,000 when he goes to restaurants, and he's just super friendly to people. He tweets out. I follow Chad on Twitter, and, you know, he'll tweet out, getting on a plane right now, sitting next to two ladies. I will know their life story by the time that we land. Like, mm-hmm. And it's not a put on. He genuinely likes people. He likes making people feel good. He likes, you know, I like him. And then we learned Shaquille O'Neal. We saw that video that went viral a couple weeks ago where he paid for the kids.
Engagement ring
At Zales and he buys something for somebody, he said, at least once a day, where he'll just be in a store and he'll see somebody paying for something, he pays for it because he's got all this money. So I love Shaq. I like guys that do that. I like guys that have, you know, just boatloads of money and share it, you know. It's not they don't lose their humanity. So I saw this article a couple days ago. It says Shaquille O'Neal is one of the richest athletes in the world. He has a net worth estimated to be over $400 million. But here's the interesting part of the story. It says Shaq's parents used to help homeless people all the time when Shaq was a kid, despite making under $60,000 a year combined. So when the Big Diesel became a millionaire, he made it a point to help others. Goes on, da, da, da. Helping random people, though, isn't all Shaquille O'Neal does. The 15-time All-Star is such a generous individual, he once loaned a teammate $70,000 and then didn't ask for it back. I was curious what you think of this story. John Sally, who played with Shaquille O'Neal on the Lakers in the 1990-2000 season, received a $70,000 loan from Shaq. And it says here, the incredible part of this story is that Sally never had to pay Shaq back. When I needed cash, this is what John Sally told DJ Vlad of Vlad TV. When I needed cash, he said, how much? To this day, Sally said, I went back $70,000 and he said, nah, we're good. O'Neal and Sally won the 2000 championship over the Pacers, even though they played only one season together. Shaq and Sally are close friends. And goes on. So I was just curious, what do you think of that? Now, Shaq doesn't need the $70,000, but I would imagine John Sally has $70,000 plus now that he could certainly give to Shaq. So what do you do? You owe someone $70,000. You've got it. You can pay it. And the dude says, nah, I don't want it. Are you good?
I would get him some, like, I'd buy him a car. I get him a chain, like whatever he likes, you know, if he fish, if he like motorcycles, like I would spend that money and get him something I know he would enjoy.
Yeah. Cause I was like, cause if somebody says to you, look, bro, I don't want it. You needed it back then. And I don't want it. Like you're going to write me a check for $70,000. And again, I know this is ridiculous to have a conversation about $70,000, but this is the way that it is when you're multi-millionaire.
Yeah.
So he says, yeah, I don't want it. Like Sal, I just don't want it. You send him a lifetime Ruth's Chris card. Like you call up Ruth's Chris or you call up Amex and say, can I get a Amex black card with $50,000 loaded onto it? Like something, yes. Right? Or do you think Shaq is doing the, no, I don't want it, but it's really incumbent on you to give it to him anyway.
Yeah. But the cash, like that's what my thought, Hawk, would be. It can't be money because he doesn't want money. It would have to be something more personable. It's like on your anniversary, you can't give your wife a envelope full of money. That's not right, personable. Right. I think it would, like for you, for that multi, like you're saying, he's worth over $400 million. For that multi millionaire, it would have to be something from the heart for them to accept it. But this story is crazy to me, Hawk. The most I've ever loaned a teammate was $14,000. And I looked at them every day when I walked in the locker room with the big eyes.
I cannot imagine you handing $14,000 to anybody without a signature somewhere.
Young dude, had a not drafted high. I don't want to give too much information because, you know, I don't want to put the person's name out there. Not drafted high and messed up his money. Didn't understand you only get paid during the season. And he came up and was like, hey, Crowder, man, like, it was a summertime. We didn't get paid until August. He was like, I can't pay my rent. You know, like, I have a car bill. I have insurance. Like, and I was like, how much? Do the math tonight. Let me know tomorrow. And he came up. And it was one of the young dudes, defensive guy, I took under my wing. And he was like, bro, to be honest, it'll be like, you know, between $12,000 and $14,000 to carry me until after camp. I said, I got you. But that was on Wednesday. I knew the money wasn't coming until after August. Thursday, I walked in and looked over at him with the big eyes. I'd be in the hot tub. He'd walk in the hot tub. Hey, fellas, what's going on? In the back of my mind, I'd be like, what's going on is I'm $14,000 down. But I would never say it because I tried to help him, but right. I would think it. I'd be honest. I would think it every time I saw him.
Way to get in the spirit of giving, Crowder. So did you get the $14,000 back?
Yes. And you know what? Yeah. And he tried to, like, he gave me the $14,000, and then we met at Weston. This is, I don't know how I remember this. We met at the Carolina Ale House in Weston, and he brought $14,000 cash. And he was like, here you go, bro. And he had, you know, had a little envelope and gave it to me. And he was like, yeah, you want to grab something to eat? And he wanted to pay for the meal. And I was like, no, bro, I got $14,000 in my pocket. I got I get your chicken wings. Chicken wings on
right.
me tonight.
I got the meals on me. The meals
so
on
when
me.
You say I'm cool. heartless, I did pick up the bill that night that he repaid me. And I didn't take interest.
$14,000 for 6 months
at 7%. I make 7%. Right? Like he owed me a couple more, you know, he owed me $1,000 more, but I let him keep the interest for 6 months at 7%. See? That's why I'm an angel.
Not heartless at all. Crowder is not heartless at all. He happens to be very generous. He won't let on, but he happens to be very generous. Chris Drieger, he's going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll talk a little Panthers hockey with him.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I don't know what happened to me. I went through menopause. It's not puberty. I went through menopause.
Hawk and Crowder.
Chris Drieger had a terrific save Tuesday night. He's had a terrific season in goal for the Panthers.
Yeah.
But that save Tuesday night, Crowder, against Dallas, that's one of the best saves in the NHL all season. So
the stick and then the dive and then the
There's no way he should have been able to stop that puck from rolling over that goal line, but he did it. Tough overtime loss last night, and the Panthers will get to try again tomorrow night against the Lightning. Tough team. A couple things before we bring on Driegs here. A couple things coming up with the Panthers and Chris Drieger on Monday. The Panthers will partner with Baptist Health to host Wear a Mask Night. I'm going to the Panthers game that night, which is all about raising awareness about the importance of continuing to wear masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19 and to honor the hard work of our frontline workers through the pandemic. So Driggs is going to be wearing a one-of-a-kind customized goalie mask featuring a tribute to three Baptist healthcare workers and promoting the importance of continuing to wear a mask to stop the spread during pregame warmups. And then Drieger's warm-up worn mask is going to be auctioned off at the Baptist Health Foundation Gala on April 24th, which will raise funds for the Baptist Health Foundation. And Baptist Health is also donating $5,000 to a charity of Chris Drieger's choice. And all fans in attendance Monday will receive a co-branded Panthers and Baptist Health mask. So there you go. Another good reason to head on out to the Panthers game on Monday. Chris Drieger is joining us now. Hello, Chris.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Well, let's start with Tuesday night. I want to start with that save on Tuesday night. So where does that rank in your personal collection of proud athletic moments? Because, like I was just saying to Crowder, the way you contorted your body and got the stick back there, there's no way that you thought you were going to keep the puck from going across the line, did you?
No chance. No, I thought that was pretty much a guaranteed goal. But sometimes, you know, when you see the puck going in the back of your net, it's you just black out and let your body take care of the rest. And fortunately, my intuition made things happen there. So it was one of those ones where it was real close and that could go either way a lot of the time. But fortunately, I was able to not get in the back of the net.
That's crazy. You said you just blacked out and just, you know, naturally, you know, did what you were taught to do. I was going to ask you, like, on a fast break or on, you know, just a bad defensive series, when you see the guy with the puck in front of you, do you have to guess, like, where he's going? Do you just react to him? How does that – because when I see the guy that close with the puck, I don't know how the hell y'all know where it is. I don't even see the puck, and I'm watching it from, you know, 7,000 feet away. Y'all are right there.
Yeah, it's a good question. I think after you've had you know, thousands and thousands of shots taken against you over the years, you just kind of – your body and your brain just figures out where the pucks are going. So when you're feeling good, your body reacts you know, in the ways you want it to. And when you're not feeling as good, then sometimes the results aren't as good. So it's just it's what I've been training to do my whole life. So, yeah, when a guy comes down, your mind just kind of figures out, okay, this is where his stick's pointing. This is kind of how his wrists are. And things just happen quick, and your intuition kind of takes care of itself there.
Crazy that you have that much, like, that much can go through your mind in the split second. But on the converse, Chris Drieger, the goalie, is with us. So on the converse, all the action is taking place in the opposing zone. Like, the, I don't know, it's a power play or just like the all the action is taking place in the opposing zone. Does your mind wander at all while you're in goal? Like, are you thinking about a movie that you watched, or are you always 100% concentrating or thinking like, oh, I forgot to call this person back? Like, does your mind wander at all, or are you always concentrating on that puck?
So that's a good question, actually. So in an ideal world, I'm kind of resting my focus at that point. But if I'm thinking about, you know, the chores that I forgot to get done the day before, then we're not in a good mental space. So ideally, your mind's just kind of blank, and you kind of just wait for the action to come and focus then. But it takes a while to get to a point where you can do that. I know when I was younger, my mind would be all over the place during games, and I didn't quite get the results that I was looking for. So as you get older, you sort of figure out where you can, you know, what to focus your energy on. And yeah, so when the puck's on the other end, I try and just keep it pretty clear. And then when it comes down, then you kind of can focus on the puck and save your focus for the moments when you need it.
Do you ever snap on your defenders? Like, hey, man, it's been 38 shots on net. Like, guys, get get in front of somebody, tighten up. Like, does that happen in hockey where you get frustrated, or does, you know, you leave them alone, let them do their job, you do your job?
For me, that's not my style at all. I know some guys, it can be more their style, but I'm kind of, I have the mindset ELE out there. Everybody love everybody. So I just like to chill out and have a good time. And, you know, I make mistakes. Defensemen make mistakes. Forwards make mistakes. Everybody does. So I think the less we can dwell on those and the more fun we can have and just kind of keep everything positive, it'll benefit them down the stretch. So I always find that there's no point in yelling at a guy, you know, you're playing horrible or whatever. You know, if you want him to do well for the rest of the game, that's probably not the best mindset, you know, to have for me. So I try and keep it positive out there.
It's the exact opposite of Crowder on the football field. Because when Crowder played linebacker for the Dolphins, anytime someone would get behind him, he would turn to, you know, the safeties, and he would, you know, raise his hands up demonstratively, like, where's my help? Where's the help? Like, Crowder wanted everyone to know that it wasn't him that got burned. Someone else missed their assignment. So,
what the hell are y'all doing back there?
Find it funny that, like, because you know what happens. People are watching on TV or they're at the BB&T Center and you let in a goal. It's always your fault. But you know that it's because, you know, sometimes it's because the defense had a lapse. Yeah. So you never want to be demonstrative and point at someone and go, that was him, not me. That was him. Don't boo me.
For sure. Well, you know what? Sometimes a little bit of constructive criticism can help for sure. But for me, I know, like, my job is to help when they mess up. So if I get mad at them for messing up, then, you know, I can't expect them to be perfect all game. So things would go downhill. So it's a unique position in the sense that, you know, I'm kind of there to bail out the guys. So if I get mad at, you know, it's just not going to work out if that's the case.
And Chris, what's you and Bob's relationship? Because, you know, y'all are switching in and out, you know, night to night. We don't, you know, we always ask, we'll have Plagans on. We'll have, you know, Red Deer on. We'll have, who is it?
Goldie
on. We'll have the guys on. And we have to ask them who's in net. And you and Bob go back and forth. What's that relationship like? What's that dynamic like? Do y'all watch film together? Do you help each other? Do y'all kind of leave each other alone? What's the dynamic between two goalies on a team that both have a lot of games and a lot of saves this season?
Yeah, that's a great question. Bob's a man. I mean, he's the nicest, most supportive goalie partner I could ever ask for. So, and his style and my style are quite a bit different. So it's really good to learn from him. Like, his routines and his preparation are on another planet. Like, he's in the upper echelon of preparation that I've ever seen. So it's cool to watch him and kind of take some things from him. And he's, like, super dialed in all the time, like, very focused, kind of keeps to himself on game days. And I'm a little bit more relaxed and kind of having some fun and kind of taking things, you know, one step at a time. So it's really good for me to watch him because he's had tremendous success throughout his career. So, you know, obviously the things that he's doing are working for him. And there's obviously a lot of value in his approach. So I try and just kind of take I pick his brain and about certain things, but and kind of watch his preparation. I know when I got to Florida, I mean I changed my routine because I watched how much time and how much care he put into his. So that was a great learning experience for me. But in the room, you know, we're always joking around. He's such a great positive guy, and he's been nothing but encouraging for me. So it's been great that we've been able to kind of help each other out and stay fresh. We've got such a busy schedule this year that so many games that being able to kind of alternate, which is more or less what we've been doing for most of the year, kind of one on, one off, has been great for our bodies and minds, I've found.
Panthers goaltender Chris Driedger is with us. Again, Panthers lost a tough one last night in Tampa, and they'll have Tampa again tomorrow. How much does this team miss Aaron Ekblad? I mean, you guys are still playing well, and you guys have been a hell of a lot of fun to watch this season, but how much are you guys missing Aaron Ekblad?
Yeah, he's an elite defender. You know, if he was healthy, he'd be up for the Norris Trophy, the best defenseman in the league for sure. So he's, you know, he's a horse back there, and he's been a force all year in our power play too. So definitely missing him there. But yeah, it's tough because, you know, we want to make this deep playoff run, and we've had to have a couple guys step up on the defensive side of things to fill in that gap. But yeah, we'll see how his recovery goes. Maybe we'll get him back for the deep rounds of playoffs if we're fortunate enough to make it there, which I'm hoping that we do. So, yeah, not only his skill on the ice, but he's also a great leader off the ice. So we definitely miss him.
As a goal, you know the line, like, do you know the line changes? Do you know who's coming in with line to third line and know the deficiencies of the players in front of you? Do you, like, can you see it from your where you're at in the net?
Yeah, I mean, I know our team fairly well, being a part of it, so I would say so. But everyone has their own opinion, right? The coaches have their opinions, and theirs are kind of the ones that matter because they decide who plays and who plays where and whatnot. So I can always speculate from the goaltending position, but I would say I have a decent idea of what's going on our team.
And then when like, because I don't know enough about hockey, when the opposing team, like, how much film do you watch? Or how many notes do you have on opposing players? So if a line shift happens, like, do you know, oh, that guy over there, he always goes top shelf, or that guy over there, like, do you have that kind of information on who might be coming at you with the puck?
So for the most part, I like to just go in and just play my game. And I know that will go. That I've had more success with that than if I'm like, okay, this guy, you know, he's been shooting blocker side today or recently, you know, I need to watch out for him block. If I go into save thinking he's going to shoot blocker side, for instance, and he goes glove side, then I'm going to look kind of silly. So I prefer to just kind of take things straight up. If a guy's been doing, like, the exception to that would be maybe if a guy has a shootout move that he does very regularly, then I would like to know, and I'll tell my coaches, like, hey, if this is the case, then let me know. And they'll kind of say, like, all right, this is what he likes to do. He has this move and this move. But honestly, for the most part, I kind of just go in fresh and with a clear mind. And you can kind of know some of their tendencies, like some plays that they like to run. But as far as, like, whether a guy shoots glove side or blocker side, I try and keep that. I don't even look into that. I feel like the less you know, the better in most circumstances.
Andriegs, I appreciate it, man. The hockey for dummies is great for me right now because you're breaking it down simply, and I need that. But I got to ask you about Coach Q to the hockey for dummies thing, bro. He's a living legend, 3-time Stanley Cup winner. Everybody loves Coach Q. What makes him so good? You've been playing hockey for years, been in the league for years. Like, now you're with Coach Q. Can you explain to us why he is the living legend? Why he is a Hall of Famer as soon as he decides to retire? Why is Coach Q so good?
Q, like you said, is the man. He's got a tremendous resume. But, you know, when you're playing for him, he's just an unbelievable guy, too, as well as a coach. You know, there's some coaches in the history of different sports have been these legendary coaches that are really hard on their players. Q is a great guy to play for. You know, he's really encouraging. You can just tell his experience, you know, like, for instance, we had a game earlier in the year where it was one of our young guys, first games of the year. It might've been his first NHL game, actually, now that I think about it. And, you know, first NHL game, I remember for me, I'm nervous as you could possibly imagine. My knees are shaking in the net and, you know, but you go out there and you start feeling good. You have a little extra energy. So the game ends up going to overtime, and in most circumstances, the guy's never played a game before today. You wouldn't put that guy out in overtime. That's what, you know, common sense would say. Q says, let me just throw this guy out there with our best player. So I think it's him and Barkov out there. It goes out. Next thing you know, overtime winner. Alexei Hepponiemi is his name. So pretty, like, just to have the mindset of, like, hey, let's give this guy a chance. You know, he's so excited to be out there. First NHL game, goes out, buries an incredible overtime winner. Like, most coaches wouldn't have the, that sixth sense to tell him to do that. And Q's got that. He's just, he trusts young players. He puts them in positions to succeed. And, he's not afraid to move a young guy that's doing well up the lineup to play with some really skilled players and see what he can do there. So it's just, you know, he's just really got a good idea of what makes certain guys tick. And you know, he's been a lot of fun to work with.
Chris Drieger, Panthers goaltender. And again, they've got Tampa again tomorrow. Monday night, they'll be back home. Monday, the Panthers will partner with Baptist Health to host Wear a Mask Night, and that'll raise awareness about the importance of continuing to wear masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19 and honor the hard work of our frontline workers through the pandemic. And Driggs is going to be wearing a one-of-a-kind customized goalie mask featuring a tribute to three Baptist healthcare workers and promoting the importance of continuing to wear a mask. He'll wear that during pregame warm-ups, and then that warm-up-worn mask will be auctioned off at the Baptist Health Foundation Gala on April 24th, which will raise funds for the Baptist Health Foundation. And also Baptist Health will be donating $5,000 to a charity of Chris Drieger's choice. And all fans in attendance Monday night during the game will receive a co-branded Panthers and Baptist Health mask. Have you seen the mask that you're going to be wearing during warm-ups? Do you know what it looks like?
I've seen the sketches. I haven't seen the physical mask yet, but it's pretty cool that they were able to get it together. I mean, it looks like it's going to be, you know, a pretty cool thing for Baptist Health, and just like a nice, you know, a nice thing to do for those frontline workers that have been, you know, busting their tails over the last, it's been over a year now, right? It's middle of April, so it's been going on 13 months here since everything kind of got crazy. So I'm excited to wear it. It's just a cool thing, you know, to do for the community.
Yeah, very cool. Good on you for doing something like that. Real quick before we let you go here, Chris Drieger, the goaltender. So you grew up in Canada and now you live here in Florida, I'm guessing. I don't know if it's full-time or not. Give us the thing you miss most about Canada and the thing you love most about Florida.
Okay, the thing I miss most about Canada for sure is not the winters. We can get that out of the way in case you're wondering. If it was negative 30, I don't miss that. But thing I miss most about Canada, I'd say probably the mountains. When I live out in, I'm from Winnipeg actually, but I've been living in Calgary in the summer. We're about an hour away from the Rocky Mountains. I guess you can get a little taste of the Rockies out west in the States too, but they just hit a little bit different in Canada. So I miss that. It's pretty nice there. And then the thing I like most about Florida on the first note that we visited there is definitely the winters. The winters in Florida are pretty nice. I can get used to it being 80 degrees in the middle of January. So that's nice. I've been most of my pro career, I've been playing in upstate New York, played in Canada for a year, and the winters get pretty dreary and cold. So being down in South Florida has been really nice and a very enjoyable experience for me.
Yeah, that was an easy one. I gave you a layup there with what do you like most about
you
Florida.
You sure did.
Everybody knows what the best thing about Florida is. What about buying milk in a bag? Don't you buy milk in a bag up in Canada?
So that's only in one of the provinces. That's in Ontario. People tell that to me, and I'm like, what? Like, what do you mean this bag milk? But I guess it's an Ontario thing. So when I played in Ontario, the one year I was buying these milk in bags, and it was a different experience.
Yeah, interesting. Tim Hortons, you miss Tim Hortons?
Timmy Ho's, yeah, good spot. Really good coffee there. Yeah, they actually do have them. So they have them in upstate New York as well, kind of like in the northeast. They will have some Tim Hortons, but it's just they're a little bit nicer in Canada. So I do miss the coffee there. Starbucks will do the job though too.
Yeah, something about Tim Hortons in Canada. You have any other Canada related stuff, Crowder, that I can I can embarrass myself with? Syrup? No. You miss the syrup?
There you go. Yeah.
Well, they have maple syrup down here, so you know.
True.
I'm
true. You got me there.
I still got some. I got some in the pantry, yeah. So we're good there.
You got me there. Chris Drieger, goaltender for the Panthers. We have had a hell of a lot of fun watching you guys this season. So keep it up. And we really are expecting great things come playoff time. So hopefully you'll come back on and join us again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go. Yes, sir. Chris Drieger. They've got Tampa again tomorrow. You can hear the game on 560 QAM. I love my Canada questions at the end. It's always fun.
That's a man's man.
Once you can tell from the voice, man,
oh, yeah.
Right?
But when I talk first time, I know if, like, yeah, he'd slap the hell out of somebody if they said something slick. I love him.
Yeah, especially the guy where it tells you that I don't yell at any of my teammates and I want them to do well. You know that that's not the dude to mess with because he'll snap on you when you really need it. He'll snap on you.
Yes, I love him.
Oh, someone texts in, I forgot a poutine question. Can't believe it. I went to my whole bag of Canada and I didn't ask a poutine question. Shame on me.
Well, you know what? I think he'll like, oh, what, Garrett Cooper? He hated us. I think Driggs actually likes us a little bit.
Yeah, I think he had a good time. I think he enjoyed that because we were honest with him. Like, we don't know. Like, we didn't pretend we were hockey experts. So I think he liked that. And then who doesn't like talking about milk in a bag?
I don't. No comment.
Well, that's what I took from it. That's what I took from it.
And he gave you a new Canada question too. Next time you have anybody
Timmy Hose.
You call Tim Hortons Timmy Hose.
I didn't know Tim Hortons was called Timmy Hose, but I am going to sound like Canada next time I talk to a Canadian man. Hey, you miss a little coffee at Timmy Hose?
I want to meet Timmy if he got them.
You know, that they've got them all over Canada, Tim Hortons. They've got Timmy Hose in all area codes. You see what I did? I got Timmy Hose in every area code.
Area.
Marketing campaign. All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. More in the next segment. More of that.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hawk, have you looked at this man's knees, how he
walks? Will you leave his knees alone already?
I'm a knee guy. Y'all know I'm a knee guy. I'm a proud knee guy, and I watch knees.
Hawk and Crowder.
Yes. 5 o'clock hour on Hawkman and Crowder. Funky Buddha happy hour. Funky the Ordinary. And I'm cracking one open. The week is over. And this song signifies that. And it really was a fun week. I am telling you, from Ronnie Brown and Dada 5000 to DBJ, Chris Drieger, and everyone that we've talked to. You know, becoming one of my favorite guests during the weeks, Todd Hollinsworth, Marlins broadcaster. Just have a fun week of shows, man. Fun week of shows.
Great guests make great shows.
You want to relive the week of shows one more time? Solana, we played this earlier, but here it is. Solana puts together a little montage of the week that was. This is a little taste of what you may have missed on Hockman and Crowder this week.
We apologize. This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
People are still wondering how Dada 5000 and BYB Extreme did it, like the pyramids in the triangle.
Pimento cheese is terrible.
I enjoyed it. Solana texted me that it tastes like ass. You're telling me that you have intercepted Tom Brady, you've hit a hole-in-one on a golf course, and you've picked up a 7-10 split in bowling?
If we're speaking likelihood, that's probably not the most likely thing.
The pyramids, the triangle.
That's Ronnie Brown. Oh, my God. The best-tasting gummies are the grape estrogen.
You went to UM, Shaq went to LSU. My kids are never going to either.
We got to give Koopa Loop, Greg Cooper, a quick shout-out.
Greg? Who's Greg Cooper? Do you know his name?
What's his first name?
Garrett. It's Garrett Cooper.
You look on your money, the triangle.
Are you a fan of the actor Shia LaBeouf?
There's no great knock me to athletes, Mike. I can't think of not one.
Shia LaBeouf. Hey, a serious question here.
Did I hear someone say triangle?
I like to see dudes get knocked out and go to sleep.
Seinfeld, Friends, Martin, even Steven.
The Bermuda, the triangle.
I hope your arm is okay, Jimmy. I was a little upset yesterday at that blown save. A little upset.
We all noticed.
All right, so Solana is coming up on 790 The Ticket with a little sizzle. A little sizzle with Solana, and then you'll get some Heat basketball tonight. Joe Rewind coming up on 560 QAM. Everybody have a great and safe weekend. Go Heat. Go Marlins, and then we'll get to Saturday and Sunday. Go Panthers, go Inter Miami. Everybody be safe. We will speak with you El Lunes.
Y'all stop watching Wade's pockets.
You know, they've got them all over Canada, Tim Hortons. They've got Timmy Ho's in all area codes.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, you need, need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.